Vans are pulling up in an old gravel parking lot underneath the interstate, unloading all of their instruments to the train. 4:30 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon. Rain's coming down, fog over the lake. Flash flood warning throughout the state.
In September of 1974, Bob Dylan spent 3 days in a New York recording studio, laying down the tracks to his 15th album. I recorded that little monologue you just heard just before boarding the North Shore Scenic Railroad in Duluth, for a Dylan Fest event of the same name as that album, Blood on the Tracks. Before we got rolling, I spent some time chatting with the event coordinators, and then, well, chaos ensued. I'll try to portray that in a little montage I put together to simulate the experience. All aboard! Enjoy the ride.
I'm Mary Carl, and I am the Director of Sales and Marketing for the North Shore Scenic Railroad and the Depot. This is our second Bob Dylan train, Blood on the Tracks. We're hoping that that's not literal.
You organized it. Give a speech. Go.
Okay, well, let's see. We're on the Blood on the Tracks Express from Duluth to Two Harbors, Minnesota, and back. We stop at the American Legion in Two Harbors and rock out to a Dylan cover band there. And we have six bands on the train on the way. Last year, it was beautiful and sunny, but we got stuck on the rail waiting for a ore car to come by. So we nicknamed it a Slow Train's a Comin', and this year it's downpouring several inches of rain today, and there's flash flood warnings in the area. So we're, I guess it's a hard rain's gonna fall tonight.
Go lightly from the ledge, go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one that you want.
About 200 people that are boarding right now. I wish you could actually see them in the rain, standing and getting on board. In 2 hours, we're going to take them off, and they're going into the VFW at Two Harbors to dance. Then they'll be back on board, one more band, and we'll be here home again.
I wish you, Lord, I'd never been born. Died when I was a baby. Wouldn't have never said this scary. Somebody's old Brady. Wish I'd never been a good wife. It's Wilson. I've been riding a four-horse train. My bills in a Wilson.
I don't know if you understood those gentlemen talking, but they were pointing out that the front car of the train housed the acoustic music, and the back housed rock. That was Sarah Kruger and the Bitter Spills from the front train car. And before that, the Freewheelers, covering Bob Dylan, at our layover at the American Legion in Two Harbors. Shall we head back?
Want to come over there?
Thank you.
was Silverback Colony and the Black-Eyed Snakes from the rock and roll car that the conductor kindly kept us from derailing. You can expect the Blood on the Tracks to be back bigger and better next year to celebrate Bob's 72nd birthday. There were a lot of bands, a lot of bodies, and only a little blood. In the words of one passenger,
"It's Nacho Regular Buffet."